Well, 59-8 is the score here after three quarters in beautiful scenic Kluwak. The school has treated us very well. Our accommodations are wonderful. The food is terrific. It is Chieftain's ball. And they're just kind of working the ball around the perimeter. They've got most of their subs in the game now. They'll see a lot of action for their bench tonight, which is great for the bench. A quick shot up and no good by Silas Macasayas. Rebound comes down to the hands of Steve McKnight. And Corishindo has the ball to stand away. A little bit of pressure, and he gets by it. Picks up the ball, and that pressure's going to be all over him tonight. Coda has a couple of picks. Uses the pick, puts up a three-point shot. Looked to me like he was fouled on that shot, but no call. He did force it a little bit. Now, oh, great pickoff by Coda Shindo as the Chieftains were trying to force the ball down into the interior. Coda read it and jumped up and blocked that pass, stole it. Coda's got the ball on the right-hand side, tries to get it over to Brady, is successful in doing it. But after he got the ball over to Danny Brady, looks like we've got a foul call on the Chieftains. Coda tried to work over to the baseline. Stopped. Michael Action. And Hoppy checking out of the game for the Chieftains. Xavier Eaton shot now. In. Alex Ackerman takes the ball into the hoop. Unable to connect on the layup from the right-hand side. Gets it back out to Colt Belisle. Colt Belisle into the lane. His shot no good. Belisle gets his own rebound over to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight shot up no good. Alex Ackerman fights the rebound, unable to control it. And good to see Alex Ackerman back in the basketball game. Chieftains now into the forecourt. Quick jump shot goes up and no good by Blaisdell. Gagwe gets the ball, brings it over into the forecourt, turns it back over, the ball back over to Dilt. Dilt has the ball now at the top of the key, gets it over quickly to Silas Macasayas. Macasayas back up top to Dilt. Dilt's over on the left-hand side to Galakhtinov. Galakhtinov wants to work into the middle. Nope. Then passes it over to Dilt. Dilt's back over to Galakhtinov. Galakhtinov gets it into the lane. A nice little one-handed runner. Rims out, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Skagway. It is Coda Shindo with the ball. Coda brings it up into the forecourt, harassed by Galakhtinov. A pump fake gets his defenders up, and on the shot attempt afterwards, he is fouled. No call. No call by the officials on the island. Ball out of bounds. They're going to call it a block shot. And they will keep the clock running now as the mercy rule is in effect. And some action here on the floor. Coda Shindo cutting to try and get the pass. On the inbound play was tripped and fouled. No call made, and Coach Scott Lesh, visibly and demonstrably upset by that no call, is called for a technical foul. Stomped his foot, yelled, "Are you kidding me?" and was quickly teed up. So, that's the second technical foul on the bench in Skagway, and apparently, that first technical foul was on the bench, but they must have given it to Steve McKnight, because otherwise Scott Lesh would be shown out of the gym for picking up a second. Maybe the refs just don't understand that. We're going to go with that one and hold it. Now both of the free throws were knocked down by the Chiefs. 61-18 the score. 4:14 now left on the clock. And it's a running clock with a score this big, with a margin this big. Chieftains work the ball into the interior, throw the ball away. Danny Brady on a breakout. It stopped. And great, great hustle on the defensive end by Kluwak. Able to get down and stop that layup opportunity. Ball goes over to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo works. Ball goes up off of the back of the rim. Colton Belisle fights for the rebound. And we're going to have an out-of-bounds situation. Not sure what the call was, but it is an out-of-bounds situation. Ackerman to hand out the ball for Skagway. Now in his pass, Aarons, and out of bounds, Danny Brady stopped, and Alex Ackerman thought he wasn't gone. So the ball went out of bounds harmlessly. Ball goes back over to the Chieftains. The Chieftains taking some time on a substitution. Sterling Carl now in the game, one of the juniors, doesn't see too much action here. Kloak. Galakdinov gets the ball quickly. Down low to Kevin Isaac. The big man, Kevin Isaac, tries to get it back out to Galakdinov. Ball was tipped. It will remain Chieftain basketball. And the hometown crowd is getting into this one. A lot of clapping, a lot of stomping going on. They like the route here in Kloak. And an open look goes up. And Silas Makaseyev knocks down another three-point bomb with his unorthodox shooting style. A nice no-look pass by Kota Shindo over to Danny Brady, who lays one in to get one back for Skagit. 64-18 now the score. I'm sorry, 64-20. And a quick and probably very rushed shot by the Chieftain. Rebounded by Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo into the forecourt. Is fouled twice on the play. And for a third time, is finally, he got the foul call. After the third foul, and the player that fouled him, Moses Galakdinov, is just teed up. He didn't like getting that foul called on him. He said, no, you can't call a foul on me. I'm a hometown player. In not so nice language. And so he's been teed up. Another technical foul going to the line to shoot two will be Kota Shindo for Skagit. 1:42 left to go, and that's running clock. Kota's first shot is up. It goes halfway down and pops back up as if there was a genie at the bottom of the net. Second shot by Kota Shindo as he works into his routine. Is up and nothing but the bottom of the net. The genie took a vacation on that shot. We're down to 1:20 with a running clock. Skagway will inbound the ball. Kota Shindo is set to inbound it. Gets it over on the right-hand side. Alex Ackerman doesn't like what he sees. Gets it back out top to Kota. Kota is working and finds himself open. Takes a jump shot. No good. A rebound fought for. Controlled by Ackerman. Ackerman shot. No good. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Sterling Carl. Carl gets it over to Blaisdell. Blaisdell's up at the top of the key. Gets it back over to Carl. Carl looks to get the ball into the hands of Michael Kennedy. Michael Kennedy gets it over to Sterling Carl. Sterling Carl throws the ball out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball with just 35 seconds to go with his running clock. The official taking his sweet time. There he goes. He gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady gets it to Kota Shindo. Kota sees 25 seconds on the clock. Wants to work into the lane. Puts up a jump shot off glass. And the bank is open late on the weekend here in Kloak. Kota's shot is good. Into the forecourt. Sterling Carl has it. He's got very few seconds, 8 seconds now on the clock. And a long bomb put up by Silas Makaseyev. Misses. Ball goes out of bounds. And the clock runs out on Skagway tonight. 64-23 will be your final score. A host of technical fouls was probably the most entertaining part of that basketball game if you're a Skagway fan. It did not go our way tonight, and Skagway hoping to pull something together for tomorrow night. Kloak, a very tough matchup for Skagway. Very physical, very big, and very, very talented. We'll look at some of the buckets or the scoring leaders tonight. It looked like Kota Shindo leads the way for Skagway with a dozen. Colton Belisle stays with four. Micah Cook got that bucket. Danny Brady also looks like he got a bucket on the night as well. That'll do it for the boys' side tonight.